The hearings about the grounding of the drilling rig Cullet continued today in Anchorage. In the morning, the investigators heard from the contractor who towed the rig up last summer without incident. In the afternoon, Shell Emergency Response Executive Norman Buddy Custard returned for more questioning. APRN's Steve Heimel brings us up to date.
It was the lawyer's turn to follow Coast Guard questioning of the man in charge when things went wrong between Christmas and New Year's. Shell attorney Jeannie Grasso made clear that when Buddy Custard said he was the one who gave the critical orders to evacuate the rig and also to cut it loose as it was going adrift, it was actually the decision of the Unified Command that had formed once they knew they had an emergency. Other lawyers underscored that no lives were lost and that there was no significant spill of fuel and that the rig was successfully salvaged. Also questioning Custard was Dr. Barry Strouch of the National Transportation Safety Board, who nailed down the details of how it was decided to tow the vessel out of Dutch Harbor at that time. Was a tax situation discussed, he wanted to know, referring to the tax that would have to be paid if the vessel was in port for the new year. Yes, Custard admitted, but it was not the driving force. The driving force was getting it to the shipyard so it would be ready for the next drilling season, he said. A number of questions followed about what could be known about the weather and what was out of the ordinary. He knew 30-foot seas were possible, and he had plans to keep the tug and the rig close enough to the coast to find safe harbor in the event of bad weather, or, he said, head to deep water to ride it out. Strouch also questioned the Shell executive about who was responsible for seeing to it that all the proper attachments were in place for the tow. The answer, someone called the warranty surveyor, who provides a certificate that allows the tow to proceed. Custard also explained that while he had extensive experience with tows while in the Coast Guard, they were almost always to help vessels that were in distress, not the routine tows that mariners undertake. He had only been working for Shell since June, after he retired from the Coast Guard. Up next at the hearing are two of Shell's contractors, Noble Drilling and Crowley Marine. In Anchorage, with help from Dacia Eaton, I'm Steve Heimel.
We have a correction from last night's Cullet story. We reported the rig went aground on New Year's Day. The Cullet grounded on New Year's Eve.